This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast, a bonus edition of the program. It is November 2nd, 2023. I'd like to welcome you to another app, baby. The Tampa Bay Lightning are playing, I don't know, tonight. So the Johnny B Show is not on the air, but we wish them the best of luck and go Bolts. I wanted to talk about this. I haven't been single for a while now. It's been a few years. I think it's going on 3 years now, which is crazy. But I was. For a very long time, very long time. Spurts here and there, 6 months relationships would get my heart just torn apart by these demonic creatures that would come into my life and leave me. It's my fault. It was my fault. It's bad. It wasn't great. I wasn't a good boyfriend. And, you know, hey, I'm better now, I think. I don't know. Anyway. I was single for a very long time. I did the dating apps. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of misery and everything in between on those things. Part of me misses it today. Not really, but part of me does. I'm just glad now I got out really before Me Too became a real issue because it's crazy. It's a little wacky out there, as I'm sure some of you know. And if you are single and on those apps, just make sure you ask for consent before you open the door for her, because she is a strong, independent woman and she doesn't need a man to hold the door for her. Split the check. People are doing that now. So just split the check, or you know what? Better yet, have her pay. That, now we're talking. You're a progressive man. I know you are. And I know that you don't want to make her uncomfortable. You don't want to assume that she's broke, you know, so have her pay. That's always the key to a good relationship. Have her pay. Have her open the door for you. Switch the roles up a little bit. You know, that's, I think that's good. And you should do that. By the way, you can get in touch with this show if you want to by email, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, willsyoutube.com, where you can get the visual aspects. We're going to play a video here in just a second. Video and audio. If you're just an audio person, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, HMB Radio, Tomah Bravo Radio. We're live streaming as of now on Wednesdays at 4 p.m., myself and Anna Hummel, and you can join us there. That's always a really good time, and I would encourage you to do that. For how long, I don't know, but we're still kicking, man. 500 episodes we've done, which is insane. Well, I've done. Anna's been around for probably about 100 of them the past few years now since she got fired from The Bone. But, you know, hey, still get to work together. It's fun. Anyway, there was a poll that went around online by some dickhead, I don't know, somebody online. And they asked women about their bad first date spots. Where don't you want to go on a first date? Now, let's play this video, and I'm going to go over the list. I'm going to tell you where the good place to take a date is, fellas. I'm going to explain. I've said it before, but I'm going to make it specific for all the young men out there and women who pay. You know, if you're dictating, you know, if your man's progressive, you know, sits to pee, that type of thing. Actually, I sit to pee, so I can't even do that. It's just easier. I'm not proud of it, but I do it. Anyway, let's see this list of bad date spots. This is Fox 11, I believe, in L.A. All right, lady, what do you got? Let's see.
A new survey asks women where they do not want to be taken on a first date. Listen up, single gentlemen in the studio. The library. Yeah, that's one of them. Let's count down the most popular answers. At number six, a movie theater.
Movie theater is bad for a first date. No. Absolutely not. This is not high school. You know, there's other spots to go. You're of age and go anywhere. And no, just a movie theater is bad. You're sitting next to each other, not facing each other. You don't know each other very well. And you have to sit quietly for 2 hours. It's weird. I guess there's nonverbal communication that you could do, but that's more like a second, third date activity. Actually, maybe even longer. Maybe third date. Third date's usually the one where you get it on. Typically, that seems to be where everybody's agreed, where that's the sex date. So maybe a movie theater for that, you can kind of, you know, do some stuff. Dude, pull Lauren Boebert, you know, start groping each other in a movie theater, that type of stuff. Vape. Everybody does that now. Vape, smoke weed with the vape. And then just like grab her breasts and have her grab your penis over the pants. Do the popcorn trick. Fellas, sometimes, man, if you know it's a sure thing, just go ahead and cut a hole at the bottom of that popcorn and just stick your dong right up in there. Have her dig around. Now, don't get any of that plastic butter inside your urethra because you will have to have your penis amputated. So you got to be very careful of that. Maybe even wear a condom when you stick it in that plastic butter. It is acidic. It will just deteriorate your whole junk. Not worth. Actually, don't do that. Do it if you want. What else we got?
Boo! Why? I love a movie theater.
You can't talk. You get to know somebody.
Oh, there is.
Hold on. Did they say you can talk and get to know somebody? That's the complete opposite. I don't want to stereotype, but was that a black woman that said... I'm just saying, I gotta look now.
Sandra with her logic. Okay. Number five, Olive Garden. I object to this.
I'm sorry. I love the salad at the Olive Garden.
Salad and breadsticks at the Olive Garden all day, day.
No.
Number four, Chipotle. Okay, maybe not on a first date.
Yeah.
You know, a burrito bowl goes a long way, but maybe not on a first date. Number three, Chili's.
The taco explosion salad, the quesadilla explosion salad is really good there, just so you know.
Number two, Applebee's, your neighborhood grill.
They have the best drinks.
Wow. They
don't have the best drinks. They have cheap drinks. Definitely cheap drinks. No disrespect to Applebee's. I'm an Applebee's man. Give me some of those wonton tacos, you know, the dollar margs. Although I won't drink the dollar margs anymore. No disrespect to Applebee's. I'm just saying I've seen them bring out the drinks in a industrial, it looked like a cleaner solution. And then they just took it and dumped it. I mean, the bottle was shaped like a toilet cleanser. You know what I mean? Like it had that shape. It had the handle on top and it was just looked like it held a green, you know, chemical used for stripping paint off the inside of, you know, toilets, the grime. But anyway, also you could drink it. So that's good. And they would just like dump it into this big vat and then they would pour it out of there. It's not the best drinks, but they're drinks. I mean, you are going to get drunk and diabetes.
They do have good drinks and good happy hour. But where is the number one place that women do not want to go on a first date? Show up. What?
That
the Cheesecake
rude.
Factory. What? Women say no. In fact, there was a viral video on TikTok where a woman refused to get out of the car to go on her first date because he pulled up to the Cheesecake Factory.
That's kind of rude.
Rude.
I love the Cheesecake Factory.
It's the top spot. It's a chain. I mean, listen, it's pricier than Chipotle. I love their bread basket. They've got a menu that's almost as...
Okay, let me apologize. It wasn't a black woman that said you can talk at a movie theater. That's my bad. And I own that mistake. And I feel bad about it. Okay. I stereotyped and that was wrong. So I'm going to whip myself as soon as I leave this video, self-flatulate and say 10 Hail Marys or something. I got to look up what a Hail Mary is. But that's my intention to do so. And I'm sorry. Cheesecake Factory. The number one worst place over, you know, an Applebee's or a Chipotle, guys, no food. Absolutely no food on a first date. Nobody wants to see, she doesn't want to eat in front of you. I mean, if you're a self-respecting human being as a male too, you don't want to watch her like eating is. She's picturing what you look like when you're in the trough between her legs when you do that. And you better be a prissy eater. But if you're too prissy, you don't want to be super sloppy. You don't want to be too clean. You know what I mean? Like, she's got to get the gauge. Third date is food along with the movie theater, then the sex. Okay. Not first date. No food whatsoever. Even the Cheesecake Factory. If it's Burns Steakhouse in Tampa, still no. Still no. You know, you don't want to spend that type of money anyway. And by the way, I had to scold a few friends about this. I am the black sheep of my friend group. I'm the only broke-ass bitch that's still around. All these other cats are doctors and lawyers, etc. And, you know, there's an epidemic of these young ladies on these apps that, you know, go out to suggest dinner. Go, let's go to dinner. Take me, you know. And then they want to impress her, so they take her, you know, somewhere nice. They go somewhere nice. And then that's it. They don't talk anymore after that. So there is a trend of taking advantage of the situation. Is it taking advantage of the situation if they do it? That's arguable. You know, you could just say they're getting theirs, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Who am I to judge? You know, I would never do that, though. Food is a bad idea. Let's look at some of these other ones, because there was like 28, though. And I want to look at some of them. Let's scroll down here. So here's the top number one, Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies. Your house at number 7. You know, it depends. If you can agree on that, whatever, who cares? Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. But yeah, you don't want to let her suggest that. And if honestly, dude, if she suggests to go to your house on the first date, you're going to get murdered and she's just going to steal your stuff. You're going to open a door. She's going to be there. And then a guy's going to come around with a gun and blow your head off. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Any fast food chain, again, you know, food, no. Buffalo Wild Wings, no. Wingstop, no. Red Lobster, yes. A buffet, dude, depending on the gal, a buffet could be good. I'm just saying, but not on a first date. And a buffet for a third date, for the sex date, you are really, really pushing it. I mean, you're pushing your bowels to capacity. All your pipes are clogged. You know what I mean? Don't do it. IHOP, no. Denny's, just no. The gym, I could see certain, but yeah, but I mean, like, You don't go to the gym. Like, again, it's like the movies. You're just doing your thing. You know, I don't want to work out with anybody. That sounds terrible. Just want to go do my thing and leave. Get out of there as soon as possible because it sucks. Church. Well, I guess it depends on the person. But yeah, don't invite a girl to church. That's insane. Uh-oh. Mine are on here. Uh-oh. Should have looked at this list. Well, this is sad because I feel like this is a great one. And girls, you're just wrong on this one. Coffee dates / Starbucks. This was my suggestion for a good first date. Low pressure, public place. You can get to know each other. You hang out, you have a coffee or a tea. You don't drink coffee. Okay, well, there's tea. You don't drink tea. Have a bottle of water. I don't know. But you go, I'll tell you this too, as a person who is, I was going to say cheap. I'm not cheap. I'm poor. I'm not poor. I definitely was a few years ago. I'm doing fine. Okay. I do okay. But if you're on a budget and you want to be really, if you're not sure about the chick, you can get catfished. Here's what I would do. You say, hey, I'll meet you at the coffee shop at, 6 p.m. late coffee. And they go, okay, well, I'm getting off work. I might be a little late. Okay, no problem. 6 o'clock, you get there at 5:45. Arrange it. 5:45, you get there. You order your coffee. You sit down. Give a text on the app. Hey, I'm here. Okay. You know, hopefully they answer and don't stand you up. But it's always possible. Now, they get there. You already got your coffee. So, fellas, you can go, oh, let me get you something. 9 times out of 10, she goes, oh, no, it's okay. I got it. All right. It's a first date. It's a get to know you. It's not even a date. It's a get to know you to make sure that you're not a murderer, or at least have a pretty good idea that you're not a murderer. For the ladies, that's what it's about. Or is this guy going to kill me? I don't think so. Is this woman a big fatso for the guy's side, getting catfished here using the high angle photos? That's what the coffee date is. It's not a date. It's just a meeting, a first meeting. So maybe if this is an established thing where you know each other already, then yes, maybe not a coffee date. That's concerning, though, that it made the list. I'm shocked, frankly, and appalled. Anyway, I thought that was my good one. That's what I was going to tell you guys to do. Advice for the fellas and the independent ladies out there. Family functions. Yeah, no, not a first date. Not even a second date. Your family's insane. Nobody wants to talk to your family. Movie night. Well, again, that kind of depends. Netflix and chill, of course. That's a thing. People do that. Somewhere that requires a long drive, yeah. Not for the first one, absolutely not. It's along the lines of the movies thing. Bowling, that seems all right. I don't know. You could talk to each other, you know. I don't know. Maybe chicks just don't like bowling. I don't like bowling either. Bowling's dumb. Nightclubs, yes, terrible. Hookah bar. I mean, if you don't smoke, then yeah, that would be terrible. A bar just for drinks? Yeah, it's not great, but that seems like along the lines of, I like the coffee because it doesn't involve alcohol. It doesn't seem like trying to get her liquored up, you know, to go home with you. And it's just very non-threatening. Waffle House? Guys, what are you doing? And sports events. Yeah, chicks don't like sports. The ones who do are lying. They don't really like them. They like them because you like them. And they're trying to, get involved in your life for some reason. So that's the list. Again, I don't know where the hell you would go. I guess mini golf would be a good one. I didn't see that on the list. That seems like it could be comparable to the bowling, but I don't see it on the list. So go mini golfing. That's it. That's your answer. Mini golf, number one first date that there is. I hope this was informative for young men out there and, 40-year-olds who are still on Tinder. You know, go play mini golf. You know, it's Florida here, so make sure you do it in the fall. Just don't take the summer off of dating. Don't do it. It's a lot of sweat, a lot of moisture. That's your off season. Try to get better, you know, both mentally and physically during that time, especially if you're older and single. Or, just drink. Who needs anybody? Just drink alcohol every night and, forget about the world. It's always an option too. And then, once it gets cooler outside, like it is now, then mini golf on the apps. That's what it's about, baby. Well, I got to go. I hope this was, like I said, informative and fun. And, get a hold of me, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail or a text message at 813-693-2124. And of course, you can reach me at home_made_man on Twitter, X, and Instagram. And I hope to talk to you soon. I would appreciate that. You know, you can share these videos. That really helps out. Give them thumbs up, leave comments. That stuff really helps. So I appreciate that. And we'll see you Friday on the Johnny B Show, 8 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone. Goodbye.